We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Beis, and we are beginning the end of the two lines at the bottom of Samach Gimel, but the end of the third line. Amrav Kano. Amrav Kano, Amrav Shem Melokish, Va'amrilo, Amrav Asi, in the bottom of Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph is starting. Va'amrilo, Amrav Asi, Amrav Shem Melokish, Va'amrilo, Amrav Abba, Amrav Shem Melokish, Kol Megadol Kelev Rav Masech Beisoy. Anyone who has in his house a Kelev Ra, a bad dog, and some say any dog, even without the gears of Ra, he's causing that he will not have chesed in his house. How do we know that? Because it's a pasuk. Shenemar lamas, and we'll see in a second, lamas means a dog, meireyu chesed. It's meneya you from giving chesed to your friend. It keeps you, it removes you from chesed. So came loshi yavanas karim lekelev lamas. We call a kelev a lamas. And Mereu Chesed is like saying Min Reu Chesed. That's what Rashi says. It's like saying it's Mineya Chesed from your friend. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Af Parikamen Yerushimayim. It also means that he doesn't have Yerushimayim. Shenema Yiras Shaka Yazeb. The end of that pasuk says Yiras Shaka Yazeb. You're leaving the Yiras Hashem. And the Mashal explains because usually a person soimich on Shmira of his mezuzah, which it says on the mezuzah, Shakai. It says on the mezuzah. So he's really soimich on that. Here, that's most people are soimich on the mezuzah for Shmira. This person, you know, he needs a kelev, he needs a dog to protect him. That's a chasar on Yerushimayim. He has Yerushimayim, he knows that the Shakai on the door protects him really, not a dog. And therefore, it means Pirik Menu, it means he doesn't have Yerushimayim. And the Gemara gives a story to illustrate the danger of a dog having a kelev ra in your house, and that would be Menei Chesed. And the Gemara gives an example. Ahi Issa, the ayil who based on Meifa. In those days, not everyone had ovens. So a person said, you know, told the lady, you come to my house to bake your challahs in my oven. And he had a dog. Navach bar kalba. She walked in, the dog barked at her. It's Akri Valda. She was pregnant, and she lost her vlad. Amalei, Mari Devesa, so when this happened, when the dog started barking, she jumped back. So the owner said, Lo Sitchli, don't be scared. The Shkili Nive, I took out his teeth, his big teeth. With Shkulim Tufre, I took off his claws, his fangs, I took them off, took off his nails. Don't worry about him, he's a harmless dog. Amalei, the lady answered, Shkula Tivusech, Veshadach Ziri, take your goodwill and throw it on the thorns. And Rashi explains, you know, you're trying to make, like, for empathy, so make yourself nice. He says, too late. Kvar no have vlad. The baby already moved, which means they already had the miscarriage. Too late. You know, don't have the kelev at all. Now you're telling me it's not. I already got scared. It's too late. Look more about it. Amrav huna maidach siv, yismach bachor b'yadu secha, v'yativcha libcha me'er secha. Be very happy when you're younger, when you're a bachor, v'holach v'darki levacha, go whatever your heart tells you to do, v'mari enecha, whatever your eyes tell you to do, v'da, ki kol eila yivyecha lekim v'mishma. Just know that everything you do, Hashem will take you to task and to din about anything you do. So this pasuk, ad kan divir yitzahara, mekam el divir yitzatoyb. Dr. Avuna, that until the word Vida is all the Yetzirah, saying, hey, you're young, do what you want, whatever your eyes see. But the end of the Pasuk is telling you, Vida, ki akol eila yivyecha lakim v'mishpat. Rashlakish, Omar, Rashlakish says, no, a little different. Ad kan the Vitaira. The first part is saying, when you're young, do what you want, and learn what you want. It means the Avidiv Torah, which means that when it comes to learning Torah, you can learn whatever you have a geshmak in. You like Masechtas Baba Kama, learn Baba Kama. You like Baba Metziah, learn Baba Metziah. You like Uksin, learn Uksin. But when it comes to Ma'isim Tovim, you got to do the letter of the law. You got to be Mekayim exactly what it says. You can't just do what you want. You have to Mekayim exactly B'mishpat. I'll call Eile V'yachalakim B'mishpat. So now we're going to go back to the Pshat and the Mishnah. We learned in the last line of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Biris is Tahira. But it said that Kvalim are Tamei. And Biris you're allowed to go out on Shabbos, and Kvalim you can't go out on Shabbos. Now what is Biris? Amar Rav Yehuda, Biris Zuat Sada. It's a type of bracelet. And the Gemara thought what he meant to say was, it was a bracelet on her arm. Freit the Gemara, Masa Rav Yosef, Biris Tahira. If it says in our Mishnah, Biris is Tahar. You tell me a bracelet, it's Tahar? It's the first apostle, not like that. Here's about Shabbos, you go out Shabbos. Vilu Atzada Tamei. Atzada is Tamei. And like Rashi says, it's a pasuk in Parashas Matos by Maisa Midian. It says, Atzada Vatzamed. It's one of the things that need Tahira, it's Tamei. So biris can't be a bracelet. Biris, tachas et sada imedes. The biris is on the shoik, which Rashi calls a shoik, which means really below the knee. That's the biris, and it's keneged the bracelet that you put on your arm. And why do you put it on below your knee? Why do you put it on your foot, this biris? To hold up the stockings. That's what they did it for. And that's taka why it's a mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. The reason why it's tahira is because it's only made to hold up the clothing. So it's not really an ornament. It's a tashmish for a sack, for a stocking. And therefore, if it's just serving a stocking, it's not makabel tumah. And on the other hand, it's mut to go out there on Shabbos because you're not going to take it off to show your friend. First of all, it's a malbish, so it's mut to go out. You might take it off to show your friend. You're not going to take it off to show your friend because your stockings will fall down. So the Gemara, Yosef, Ravin, Rav Huna, Kameid, Rav Yirmiyah. Ravin and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah discussing and learning. And Rav Yirmiyah was dozing. Yosef, Yirmiyah, come and Rav Yirmiyah was dozing. Yosef, Ravin, come. So Ravin started saying, Biris is Ba'achas. And kvalim v'shtayim, he said that biris you wear on 1 foot, and kvalim is on 2 feet. Exactly what this means is a shtickle tumel. Tosfos maybe says something that the iser to go one biris might look funny, and that's why you won't take it off, but because it's a gnayu loyeh. But it's not possible exactly what Ravin meant. But Ravin said that the biris was worn on 1 foot and the kvalim on 2 feet. We'll see when we slug up this Ravin. The Gemara will not explain Ravin, and it's not clear what Ravin meant. But Ravin says that biris was on 1 foot and kvalim was on 2 feet. Omale Rav Huna, elu ve'elu v'shtayim. They're both on both legs. They're not on one leg, they're both on one legs. U'atilin shalshelas b'neim. And what does it mean? It means you have these two bracelets, kilu bracelets on both feet, and you put a chain between them to hold them together. V'nasu kvalim, and they become kvalim. Freyti Gemara, v'shalshelos v'mashle mana. Now when you have a shalshelos, now it makes it into a kli, now it makes it to v'kavot tumah. Like why, if that's the case, like Arhuna said, which is takara true, that biris is on both legs have these bracelets holding up the stockings, and then you take a chain and you attach both legs together. But it says in our Mishnah that the kavalim are makabel tumah, because it's a jewelry, and also you can't go out there on Shabbos. He's saying now that you put a chain in it, now all of a sudden it became a keli, it's makabel tumah, became an ornament all of a sudden. The chitema kiros munachmeini domes munachmeinu minayin lemashmiya koil b'kli matcha shutamei. How do you know that something that is mashmiya koil, it makes noise by a metal thing. It's Tamei Shinam, it's in the Pasuk. We had this before. Called Dovash, Yoveh Be'eish. I feel deeper mashma. Called Dovah tells us, even something that makes music, makes noise, is V'kavot Tumah. So Mishlam Ha'asam, V'kavot L'kala. They were talking about a bell, which you need to make noise. V'kavot Maisa, does a Maisa, makes noise. Just tell people you're coming. Ha'cha, my Maisa Gavot. Here, what's the point of these shalshal, these chains? Maybe makes noise, but no one needs it for that. So the question of the Gemara is that why is the kavalim, which is a chain that attaches both legs, why is that makabel tumah? How is that more keli than the biris? So the Gemara, yeah, hachanami ka'avid ma'isa. These chains are also doing something. If you're wondering, what are these chains doing? What are they? The Amar Abba Bachana v'yechana mishpacha achasayis v'shlayim v'shirtam mishpacha v'shlayim shayi b'siyas gasayis. They took very big steps. I guess they didn't have control. And the Suhusayim were falling out, and they were getting injured from taking such large steps. So from when they're little kids, they put on chains on their two legs. This way, it holds them close together. Oslam kavalim, retilu shalshelas b'neim, and they put the shalshelas between both legs. Shelo yehu Suhusayim gas. They shouldn't have taken big steps. And therefore, the Suhusayim didn't fall out. So that's pshat why it's makabel tumah. So the reason why the biris, which is just the thing to hold up stockings, is not makabel tumah, because that's serving the stockings. The chains, shalshelas, are makabel tumah. You know why? Because it's servicing the adam. It's helping the adam, helping the person not make steps that are too big and to lose their basulim. So that was a discussion between Rav and Rav Huna that came out with a pshat like this. Itabu Rav Yirmiyah, everyone also woke up. Amalahu yishar, you're tining very good. Rechen said the same thing. Rechen said the same thing. And that's a pshat and why it's makabel tumah. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yechon Minayin la'orig kol shehu shu tameh. A new sugya here. How do you know a little piece of material a little piece of material is metama, even though it's a kol shu. So the Gemara mitzitz, we learn that from tzitz. Now we'll see a whole sugya we learn out from exactly, just as a little bit of hagdama, that the Gemara before said that in order for something to mekabel tumah, it has to be at least three tefachim by three tefachim, or even maybe three etzbayis work. And here it's mashma, even less is a mekabel tumah. How could it be? So Taisa speaks out that there's a difference. They were talking about it was once a big beged and it got cut into a small piece. So then it's not makabel tumah if it goes less than three etzbayis or three etzbayis. But here I created something to be used for and this size. That's what I was talking about. So then the halacha is, we're going to learn out that even if it's less than three etzbayis, if I created a piece of material for my use, even less than that shear, that would be makabel tumah. That's what Tosfos wants to tie in. So it says, how do I know that a small piece of material is taka kosher is matame? So Gemara says, I learned that from tzitz. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead was a small little thing. We'll see, it was two etzbayis. So we learn from there that it's mekabel tumah. We know the tzitz is mekabel tumah because it was one of the tachshitim of the Kohen Gadol. It's one of the ornaments of the Kohen Gadol. So since we see that's mekabel tumah, so aru kosher is mekabel tumah also. Amle abaya. Is the tzitz a piece of material? It's not a piece of material. But tying into the brisa, tzitz is k'mintashel zav. It's like a piece. It's like a little thin piece of gold. V'rechav shtei etzbayis. It's two etzbayis wide. Mukav ma'ozen la'ozen. It goes from ear to ear. V'kosav of alav and was written in a base sheet in two different lines. Yud kei l'mayla means it says Shem Hashem. Yud kei vav kei on top, and on the bottom it says v'kodesh lamed, and the bottom it said kodesh lamed. Reading kodesh l'Hashem. So Rashi learns it was one directly on top of another. Yadud kei vavkei on top, and the next line was kodesh lamed. Tosfos says it can't be exactly like that because then you can't read it. Tosfos says nirul reyatam shayikos of yud kei besoif shita reshaina. If it was taka on top, and Rashi says the reason why it has to be on top is you don't want Shem Hashem to be on the bottom. Shem Hashem has to be on top. So he says taka on top, but it was all the way to the left. But Kodesh Hashem, but Tchil Shita Shnia, was all the way to the right of the second row. And therefore you can read it, Kodesh Hashem. But Hashta Nikra Yofa. But Ein Lefarash Kama Shema Yizok Tais. Vistim Kain Ein Nikra Kil Chasa. You can't read it, Kil Chasa. So therefore he argues on Rashi, the Mashma Yizok Rashi, and he holds that it was on one end of the top, in the right, in the left corner of Yudke Vavke, and the right corner was Kodesh Hashem, Lamed, and that read, Kodesh Hashem. So it says in the Brisa that it's made out of Zohar. That's what we want here. But Agav, we explain what tzitz is. So it says, tzitz kemin tashel Zohar, v'rechosh deyat spoyz, mukav lo'ez, lo'ez, v'kosav lo'ez, v'beishitim, yudke, l'mayel, v'koyesh, l'amed, l'mata. V'om rabbi le'ez, v'rabbi yeh. I saw it, be'ir Romi. I went to Rome, and that's where all the Kalim, a lot of the Kalim are nignaz, the Romans stole it. I was in Rome, I saw the tzitz, because of kodesh Hashem, v'shitachas. I saw it was in one row, kodesh Hashem. So the kasha is, how can you say, Oreg's learned out of tzitz? Tzitz is gold. And Agav, that we see that when you say something is too small, it has to be three etzbayis. When we always say a shear, three etzbayis, it has to be three etzbayis or three etzbayis. If it's two etzbayis by three etzbayis, or two etzbayis by four etzbayis, that's not enough for shear Kabbalah's tumah. That's not enough for shear Kabbalah's tumah, because he's always three by three. But the Gemara's kashya here is, how do you learn from tzitz? Tzitz is metal, and this is material. How do you learn one from another? I made a mistake when I said it over. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he sent back the Bava. By the way, the thing I told you, learn from tzitz is a mistake. I said it over wrong. But Ram kachal Moshim Rabbi Yechon. This is what he said from Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was in Eretz Yisrael. He said, this is what they said from Rabbi Yechon. I'm sending back to Bava. This is what they said. How do you know a small tachshut made out of metal is tamei? That you know mitzitz. How do you know a little piece of material is tamei? That you learn out from oy beged. That you learn out from a pasuk that it says regarding tumas shrotzim. There it says oy beged. It's a extra word oy, and that teaches us even though it's a small little piece, it's still mekabel tumah. It's still mekabel tumah. We're talking about a brisa like that. Tana rabbanon oreg kol shu tamei. A little piece of material is tamei, and tachshut kol shu tamei, and a small piece of metal is tamei. What about oreg v'tachshut? It's both kol shu, but it's made of half material, half tachshut, half metal kol shu. It's also tamei. And the Gemara will say drasha soon about that. Moisiv sak al beged. The brisa says that moisiv sak al beged. Sak has something over beged that's makabel tumah easier, even though it's not woven. Shetamei Mishum Arig. It's Tamei because of Arig. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. So the Gemara explains, Omar Rava. The Gemara explains, Omar Rava. Arig kol shu Tamei. How do you know a little piece of material is Tamei? Me oybege, learn out from oybege. Taksha koshu tamei, hey, no little piece of metal is tamei, little ornament of metal is tamei. You learn that from tzitz. You learn from tzitz. See, tzitz of a kohen gadol was an ornament, and it's tamei. It's a small little piece, two etzbayis. So you see, a small piece of metal is tamei. Orig v'taksha, if it's a tzir of two things, material and metal, hey, no koshu, that's tamei. From the pasuk, mekol kli maisa. From the pasuk, Midin says, kol kli maisa, that teaches us, kol kli maisa, anything is tamei. Omli hu rabban l'rava. Ahu Midian Ksiv, that's by Midian. That's talking about Tumas Meis. And how do you know about Tumas Sheretz? Tumas Meis is Mochamer. That's why it's Tamei. How do you say about Tumas Sheretz? Amalei, Goma, Kli, Kli, Mahasam. You learn out, Kli, Kli, Mahasam. It says Kli by Sheretz. And it says by Midian Kli. You learn out one from another, like Zeres Shava. And that's how you know, even a small piece, even though a small piece of both material together with metal is Tamei.